Friends, the end of ocean, that's the new question. Ocean, say it's not true. In fact, it's true, no, the Torah is the beginning of the Asiyas HaMishnah. So the Torah gives the din of the Ora. You have to have an Ora in a wood with a dog on the inside, the outside, and the lid, the katoris, and on the lid you have to have Kruvim. And the Kruvim, Rashi quotes in the Gemara, are Kir Ravya. Ravya means the baby face. There should be two Shnayim Kruvim, two baby faces. One representing HaKadosh Baruch and one representing Klal Yisrael to symbolize the Yavor between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says in Divrei HaYomim that the two Kruvim were hugging each other, Kimar Ish V'Lev Yosef, like a husband hugs his wife. Kimar Ish V'Lev Yosef. The pasuk says, V'Yu HaKrovim, Poisek Nafayim, L'Mailo Sochim, Chafeim, Ala Kaporet, they have wings stretched out, hovering over the Kaporet, the lid of the yard. Ufneim, Ish HaLochim, and they're facing each other. They're hugging each other. Obviously they're facing each other. That's what it says in the Chumash. Chumash says they're facing. If a young says they're hugging, Kemar, Ish V'Lev Yosef, like the husband hugs his wife. Some pleasure writes in the Shuvah, and this is a Habroha that we say when we get married, that Gushan will be taken to Sivan Wahu Arroyo. So the Russian do this there in the first period. But yeah, Gushan will be taken to Sivan Wahu Arroyo, because it's not commanded us not to marry those that we're forbidden to marry. And you see, you should email and beat off. You never say a Broha, and what is that thing? And you shave, you say a Broha, shake Hashem and son, not to shave with a razor. And when you eat kosher food, you say Broha, shake Hashem and son, not to eat razor food. You never say a Broha, and what is that? Why all of a sudden you say a Broha, shake Hashem and son, and Sivan Wahu Arroyo? That's to marry the wrong girl. But that's not to marry the wrong girl. And then Rosh has a whole interpretation about it. The whole Nisach HaBrach is difficult. Some says it says no, it means we were commanded to hug our wife, hug our Arayas. Arayas is biblical Hebrew from Kimahar Ishvil of Yad, because that part in Divayah. But just like this is Mahar Ishvil of Yad, like a husband of his wife, that's the Sivan, funny stuff. The Sivan of Arayas, I could have broken commanded that we should hug our wife. Thank you. How do you type it right there? Also, a lot of Sarusa, that's an Issa. Also, a lot of Sarusa, stop it must have been a I said I never brought this there. And that's what it says in the Samsung has in the Shulman. They don't care how many titles like it. See, the prophet says that they were facing each other, and the Vayana Nazar, that they were hugging each other. The Gemara says when the early Rigonim used to come to the Beit HaMikdash on Pesach Shavuot in the days of the Bayit Rishon, they used to have a wall separating between the Kodesh HaKadosh. They used to have, in front of the Kruvim, the Oron was in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and there was a wall separating between, in the Bayit Sheni there was no Oron, so there was no Kruvim, so it was under the ground. And in the Bayit Rishon there was an Oron with the Kruvim, but there was a wall, there was a wall separating between the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Heichal, but in the wall there was a window that had a curtain in it. So the Kohanim would go in to roll up the curtain to show the other Rishon, they would look through the window, when they would roll up the curtain, and they would see the way the Kruvim were hugging each other, and they would tell all of the people, Ruchi Batsim, the Fnei Amokim, look at the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, the Kruvim are hugging each other. What do you mean hugging each other? That's the way he made the statues. Of course they're going to be hugging each other. What do you mean Ruchi Batsim, the Fnei Amokim? That's the Gemara Chagigi, the last Daphne Chagigi. Next to the last Daphne Amokim. So apparently, they weren't always hugging each other. So this is the Gemara in Baba Basra. Here the Torah is never quoted on this pasuk. Baba Basra, that's what it says. The Gemara is bonded with a problem. The pasuk in Divrei HaYomim says that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beit HaMikdash, the Kruvim were Pneihem Laboyim. The faces of the Kruvim were back. Sounds like they're back to back and they're facing the walls of the Beit HaMikdash. They're not facing each other. So the Gemara has a contradiction. What's going on? How come in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they made Kruvim, it was the same Aron. They didn't make a new Aron. They didn't make a new Aron with this Kruvim. There was the original Aron. So it says, the Pneihem Yishalochim, they were facing each other. There it says, the Pneihem Laboyim, what's going on? So the Gemara presents a Machlokes Amoraim. So one Amora says, Tartin doesn't quote the whole Gemara. One Amora, the Gemara says, that he quotes, Kamiz Mashay Yisrael, Ozim Yisrael Shamokom, Kamiz Mashay Yisrael, Ozim Yisrael Shamokom. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were Ozim Yisrael Shamokom. But Ruchi Bachol and Shamokom, they're facing each other and even hugging each other. And when Shmuel HaMelech built the second Beit HaMikdash, they said, well, ain't Ozim Yisrael Shamokom, so therefore they're facing Laboyim. What are you going on? Now build the second Beit HaMikdash and the second Beit HaMikdash. How come? But not, and he builds the second Beit HaMikdash on the left leg. He makes the groove and such. He didn't make any groove. They were there. When he put them in, he began on the left leg. They weren't worshiping over the door, and they were strong enough. That's when things were good. So that's Ein Adam and Tavish HaMakom. What does that mean? And the other opinion of the Gemara is no. Not that it switches in a Nethiker. The other opinion of the Gemara is the Mitzgadet HaTzvudei. That they weren't really facing each other. They weren't really facing against each other. They were just looking through the corners of their eyes sideways. So it's today Nishalach, and today Mabayis, and there's no steel. So what is this Machlokes in the Gemara? One says that the days of Moshe Rabbeinu were mamish facing each other. The days of some of them facing the wall. The other one says in the Tzadik HaTzvudei. So there's a famous comment from Chaim Balazina. He has, the Talmud of the Zonagwa has the same in Nefesh HaChaim. So he writes, someone published a paper a few years ago, he collected all of the comments that Rav Chaim Balazina has in his paper, Nefesh HaChaim, and Ruach Chaim on 30 others, and he put them in the order of the Chumash. But this is a famous one. This is people who read Nefesh HaChaim will remember this one, and this person. So he says, there is a machlekes in the Gemara in Brachas. How do you understand the obligation to learn Torah? Says the Hafifu are young, a lot of the people have decisions to learn Torah by day and by night, and Malachim, Moshe, not just when they make Torah, Machan, Panos, not Machan, Alert. It says, you're starting to be done out of Kiyosh, and he's Torah. So the Gemara has a Machlekes Tanoim. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who was sitting in the cave and learning Zohar with his son, and he just gave a hang about what's going on in the world, so he says, it's not just Zohar, it's Zohar, Shalom, I'm going, everybody has to sit and learn in that Kailo. Malachim, not just Zohar, it says, forget about Parnassus. The Parnassus will come in Hashemai. Everybody says the curl will block. Everybody has to sit on the curl. This Masha is with Tana Shalom. You're not fulfilling the laws of the Torah. But then you have to work for a living. Everybody's there, and nobody's there with Tana Shalom. That's reason. We're all not there with Tana Shalom. We're sinning, and that's why we have stopped dozing on that corner, but we have no work for ourselves. And Rabbi Shmuel says it's just not so. You can't say that this is oisim, this is ain oisim, you have to blend the two together. When it says, a lot of it's to be taken with a grain of salt and with a pound of salt. And it means, the sasin zanecho means you have to make a living when you have free time, but then you learn. You don't have free time, you're busy making a living, certainly. And then you want to have the comment, how the yod, if you're a shimba yichoy, from a yod to the yodam. Many people try, the tempted to do like Rav Shimon Chai, to sit and learn all day long, and it just didn't work. How the yodim for Rabbi Shmuel, also the yodim. Many people did like Rabbi Shmuel, like normally. They go and make a living, and they go to a shiur, and they have whatever they had a chance, they learn. And that's the way they succeed. So Rav Chaim Balazina says that the Gemara says, the Gemara condemns, how the yodim for Rabbi Shimon Chai, but also the yodim. That should be the philosophy of the masses, that everybody should sit and learn in the Kailo. Ridiculous. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that also be on them, but it doesn't mean that no one should sit and learn in the Kailo. So the Yechidim rule, the Jewish community should establish a Kailo, or two, or three, or whatever, if you will. And they should support those people who are promising individuals who will become the Rabbanim of the future. But that everybody should try to sit and learn in the Kailo. No, we should work for a living. That the Gemara says it will be a disaster. We don't accept the opinion of Rav Shimon, but we accept the view of Rav Shimon. So the Rav Chaim Balazina and Nefesh HaChaim claims that this is the same Machlokes over here, what the story is by the Kruvim. The two Kruvim represent the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. So the one opinion of the Gemara Bava Basra is this man she's of the same Lashon appears. That's why he was led to believe that it's negative. This man she's of the Lashon Hashem Mokkaim in the days of the Nidbor. That no one had to work for a living. That the one came down from heaven. The God is probably sold within a kernel. Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in the same shiur all day long, but they have to run like a panos. What panos? There's no one to make. There's not panos, panos to make. They're sitting all day long, and the monk came in, sitting and learning all day long. So this man, you thought it was so much in the days that Moshe Rabbeinu and the groom were looking at each other, and facing each other, and hugging each other, when they used to roll up in the days of the Bayit Rishon to show the people. If the groom were hugging each other, looking at each other, they knew Ruchi Bas, and the Amok Machodesh spoke about me very much. When Shlomo HaMelech built, however, the first Beit HaMikdash, at the time that he built it, there was no longer any one coming down from heaven. So it is already, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Eitzel was already on the spot. It was weaker. That's what the Gemara calls Ein Adam B'Tzonos Shalom. They weren't able to be on such a high madrega. Everybody should be learning in the curve. And that's the opinion of Rav Basra, the whole, that it really should be. It's preferable that everybody should be learning in the curve, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said. So he calls that Ein Adam B'Tzonos Shalom. So that's by that time, it was Pnei Am Lavoyis. And the other opinion is the one that Rabbi Chaim Balazina says, the second opinion of the Gemara, the Mitzvah of HaTzvudei, that's the accepted opinion, that we hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that you have to take care of Parnas. You can't be always hugging the Rabbi Shmuel all day and all night. You can't exclude can do it, but the Hanoinam can't do that. So both in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, it was Mitzvah of HaTzvudei. that there was a little bit facing each other, a little bit facing out, to demonstrate, to indicate the fact that you cannot be so dovish with a kohen gadol. You have to be a little bit dovish and a little bit worldly. And I think I'm...